You're listening to the Explore Careers Podcast Network. Each week, we'll be bringing schools one-on-one discussions with some of Australia's leading organisations, talking all things careers and employment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the chat.
Hey guys, so today we are joined by Natalie Mendez. Natalie is in the marketing team for SAS. Thank you so much for joining us today, Natalie.
Thank you, Rebecca. Nice to be part of this.
So at SAS, you guys transform a world of data into a world of intelligence. Can you explain to us what that kind of means and how do you change people's lives around the world?
Yeah, sure. So it's no surprise that everywhere around the world, everywhere, every day that we live, we are surrounded by data coming in from our phones, from our online streaming subscriptions, our banks, telcos, there's data everywhere. So what we help organisations do is take that data to help them make some intelligence and informed decisions, which helps them transform their, whether it's a business, helps them transform their business to make more evidence-based decisions. And if it's a non-profit organisation, it helps them drive more membership or charitable goods that they need. So the fact that we're able to take data and turn it into a world of intelligence, it helps transform not just businesses, but also can transform people's lives. So as a consumer, as you know, we're constantly on the phone, probably watching Netflix.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of recommendations that come through on Netflix based on what you're watching. And it will say, seeing you've watched this, you might want to see this. So behind that is a lot of data, a lot of analytics and smart algorithms learning about your profile to give you a good recommendation.
Is that how it works? I've always wondered about that.
So there you go. Now it's changing your life when you're watching Netflix. You'll have a great recommendation. But, you know, there's so many other applications in the world, and you've probably heard about the SAS Data for Good, how that transforms lives and what it does. It takes data from different types of sources for social good, to help save lives of people, to help communities get water, for example, in these remote areas. I know there's some examples of cancer research, and right now with the crisis happening with COVID, we're able to look at data and do analysis of this data to understand where the spread is and try and prevent it.
That is incredible. So and I don't know, I just think there's such a preconception about data and analytics that it's sort of like a bit of a nerdy sort of industry to be involved in. But when you actually hear what's involved with data and analytics and working at SAS, it really opens up your mind to how important and how vast it is with what you guys do. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Look, there's a quote that I always keep in mind, and it's from Bill Gates, and he says, you know, be nice to nerds because one day you'll be working for them.
I love that, and I do. I love Bill Gates. I have to say that's one of the documentaries recently I've watched on Netflix.
The Decoding His Brain.
Yeah, it's really great.
That has been a really good documentary, actually.
So talking about the top dogs, your CEO, Jim Goodnight, says, "We're committed to building the next generation of data-savvy professionals. Anyone who wants a good-paying, recession-proof skill set should consider a career in analytics." Can you explain to us why a career in data and analytics is such an exciting industry for the future to be involved in?
Yeah, and look, I'll go based on my own personal experience. In high school, I studied maths, and it was just one of those things that I thought, oh, you know, I felt like I was good at it. And I enjoyed the scientific side of things. And so I went on and I studied a computer science and mathematics degree. And I actually thought, what am I going to do with this? Because we're at university, you don't see the applications of it. But my first job out of university was with the Country Fire Association. And you think, well, what does a fire association do with statistics, data and analytics? Well, they do so much around fire risk modelling to help determine the high risk areas for fires and resource allocation, where they, you know, you use statistics and mathematics and these disciplines to determine where you should put fire trucks and how many fire trucks to prevent, you know, big damage.
Yeah.
And then I found that my degree or my studies has been applied to so many other things along the way. So I worked for a banking organisation and I was a credit analytics professional there, where if you're applying for a home loan or for a credit card and you fill in all your detail, behind that is data and analytics actually approving whether you will take a loan. So that was a skill that I developed, and that's where my analytics came into it. And now, again, the future now, everything is around automation, coding, data and analytics. And I think if you don't get a foundation of what it is, your future can be quite difficult in
an
area.
So it's just the way the world is moving, isn't it?
It's the way it's been for a long time, but we haven't realised it until, you know, now there's more. People are consuming more data.
Yeah.
And hardware is getting better to analyse things faster as well. So it is definitely a future-proof a job to
have. Yeah, and I love how you have applied your studying of maths at high school into all these jobs that you've had, because I think the thing that I struggled with when I was at high school was, why am I doing this maths? Like, I just can't see how this is going to help me in the future. Like, I just thought I'm never going to use this in the real world. This is just silly. But actually, when you see what your maths and your STEM studies and where it can actually take you, like to the fire authority, like who would have thought when you're studying that at school that it can be applied to the fire authority? You know, so it's really interesting to see what careers can come of, you know, your STEM studies at school. It's really interesting.
There's a wealth of them, yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say is your favourite thing about working for SAS?
Oh, right. Well, I've been at SAS for a very long time, and I think that's one reason why, you know, I've been there for a long time, because it is a great place to work. And through my career journey, so I haven't always been in marketing. I've grown into a marketing role. I was a technical pre-sales analytics consultant, and that exposed me to so many different industries and so many different exciting projects. So I've done things at, you know, applying fraud techniques at the casino, working in the banking industry, working on really cool stuff at telecommunications around network analytics, doing fraud projects, health projects. I've been exposed to so many different types of industries. I have learned so much. And I think that's what one of the best things is about working at a company like SAS. You get exposed to a variety of things, and you are a lifelong learner there as well.
Never going to get bored. Sounds of things.
There's always
something happening. Yeah, how great. So if there's a student out there listening that would like to find out more about a career at SAS, what can they do?
Yeah, well, there's several options. We have workplace programs for, I think it's graduates from university, but also from high school. I believe you can reach out to a SAS academic person, as part of the Academic Outreach program, and see how you can potentially do work experience, find out what courses are available in the space of data and analytics, and then maybe just reach out to one of us.
Yeah, maybe obviously through Explore Careers, we can obviously help with any information or anyone that you'd like to speak to. I guess LinkedIn is also a really great tool for connecting with people in organisations as well. So,
Definitely. I'm on LinkedIn, and I have been to the Explore Careers, and we've had a group of high school students come through our offices to see what SaaS is and what they do. So it's another option to organise with the world of SaaS.
Totally. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Natalie. It was really, really awesome to get your insight into the world of data and analytics through SaaS.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit explorecareers.com.au and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.